welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 17th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Maundy Thursday, marking the Last Supper on the Thursday before Easter. Also known as Holy Thursday, it commemorates Jesus washing the apostles' feet. The term Maundy originates from Latin mandatum, meaning commandment. Catholics celebrate with a special mass and prayers. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with knee to thigh high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2+ feet throughout the morning, providing good conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, adding a slight bump as the day progresses. Overall, it's a decent morning for a paddle out. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Thursday will be 0 foot at 6:45 a.m., with a 2.5-foot high tide just after 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents a mix of surf conditions. Friday starts fair with knee-to-waist-high waves, transitioning to choppy by afternoon due to increasing northwest winds. Saturday offers clean, glassy mornings with similar wave heights, but choppy conditions develop later. Sunday remains fair, featuring consistent 2 to 3+ feet waves, but shifts to choppy in the afternoon as winds pick up. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 56 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:14. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a slight chance of rain showers and a high near 65, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect continued cloudy conditions with a low of 55 and a chance of showers before 5 a.m., along with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 64 and light west winds. Saturday will be mostly sunny, reaching a high near 67. Look for patchy fog in the mornings and partly cloudy nights, with lows around 53. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, state officials have approved nearly $10 million for essential improvements to the coastal rail system, which has faced significant erosion, disrupting train traffic along the coast. During an emergency meeting, the California Transportation Commission sanctioned the funds for the Los Angeles-San Diego-San Luis Obispo Rail Corridor. This investment will support the Orange County Transportation Authority's Coastal Rail Infrastructure Resiliency Project, enhancing 7 miles of rail service. Darnell Grisby, the commission's chairman, emphasized the corridor's importance, stating that it facilitates over $1 billion in freight and serves millions of daily passengers. Now on to sports. In a thrilling conclusion to the Golden State Warriors' 121-116 play-in victory over the Memphis Grizzlies, the NBA revealed that officials missed 4 crucial calls in the final moments. With just under 90 seconds left, Draymond Green should have been called for a foul against Scottie Pippen Jr., potentially leading to his exit from the game. Additionally, a tip dunk by Zach Gaidy was incorrectly allowed, and a clean block by Brandon Podziemski was ruled a foul. Finally, a critical possession error awarded the ball to the Warriors instead of the Grizzlies, impacting the game's outcome significantly. Meanwhile, in the Mavs game, Klay Thompson overcame his previous play-in-game struggles to lead the Dallas Mavericks to a commanding 120-106 victory over the Sacramento Kings, keeping their playoff hopes alive. A year after his scoreless performance in the 2024 play-in, Thompson scored 23 points, with 16 coming in the pivotal second quarter. Coach Jason Kidd praised the team's resilience. With this win, the Mavericks advance to face the hobbled Grizzlies on Friday, aiming to become the first 10th seed to reach the playoffs. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Friars bested the Cubs 4-2. Tatis and Manny each drove in 2 runs, while Pivetta earned the win with 6 solid innings, striking out 1. Suarez secured the save. The 2-run singles in the third and insurance runs in the 7th from Machado were key. Chicago's Boyd took the loss, despite Crow Armstrong's solo shot in the 8th. San Diego now stands 15-4, leading the West. Tomorrow night, the Padres take on the Astros in Houston for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Kyle Hart, boasting a 5.4 ERA, faces Ryan Gusto with a 3.0 ERA. First pitch is at 5:10, with clear skies and a temperature around 80 degrees. Tonight in hockey, it's the last day of the regular season. The Kings at 47-24-9 host the Calgary Flames in LA. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is planning to rescind the tax-exempt status of Harvard University, according to sources familiar with the matter. This extraordinary measure comes as the Trump administration increases pressure on the university to comply with its demands. Over $2 billion in funding has already been blocked. President Donald Trump suggested on Truth Social that Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status for not acting in the public interest. Education Secretary Linda McMahon stated that it is worth looking into, while experts warn that this revocation process is complex and rare. In business news, trade tensions with China are paving the way for sodium-ion batteries, which are gaining traction as lithium tariffs create uncertainty. Historically, sodium for battery production has been a pipe dream, but Natron Energy Incorporated, based in Holland, Michigan, is now producing these batteries at scale. The company's plant opened in April 2024, with plans for significant expansion. Sodium-ion batteries are cheaper and safer than lithium-ion options, appealing to data centers and other industries requiring rapid power discharge. While sodium may not dominate the market, it is emerging as a viable alternative in specific applications, particularly as demand for energy storage surges. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $84,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI is reportedly developing its own social network, reminiscent of X, according to various sources. The project is still in its early stages, featuring an internal prototype that integrates ChatGPT's image generation with a social feed. CEO Sam Altman has been seeking feedback from outsiders, though it remains uncertain whether this will be a standalone app or integrated into ChatGPT, which was the most downloaded app globally last month. This move could heighten Altman's rivalry with Elon Musk and create competition with Meta, which is also planning a social feed for its AI assistant. And in entertainment news, teenagers are causing a stir at screenings of the new Minecraft movie, thanks to a scene featuring a chicken jockey that has ignited chaos. Audiences are reportedly throwing popcorn, squirting lotion, and even releasing live poultry in theaters. In response, police had to intervene at a multiplex in Alaska, while a theater in New Jersey is now requiring adult supervision for teens at these screenings. Despite the uproar, the film had a strong opening, grossing $163 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian religious leader, Francis of Assisi. And he said, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.